humanitarians and civilians should never be paying the consequences of war. This is a basic principle of humanity.
The fallout continues after a deadly Israeli attack on aid workers in Gaza. That's where we're starting the 7 from the Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Thursday, April 4th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Aid groups are pausing their work in Gaza after an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers on Monday. They were working with the food aid nonprofit World Central Kitchen. That group was founded by the celebrity chef Jose Andres, who you heard from at the top of the show. In an interview with Reuters yesterday, he said his workers were targeted deliberately, nonstop, until everybody was dead. A U.S.-Canadian dual citizen, Jacob Flickinger, was among those killed. He was 33 years old, a father, and a military veteran. U.S. officials, including President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, have expressed their outrage about the attack. As civilian casualties mount, pressure has increased on the administration to change its Gaza policy. But the Post reported last week that the administration has continued to authorize the transfer of 2,000-pound bombs and other weapons to Israel. More than 600 people remain trapped after a huge earthquake in Taiwan. That's number 2. Rescue efforts resumed this morning after yesterday's 7.4 magnitude quake. It left 9 people dead and more than 1,000 injured. Aftershocks have complicated the search and rescue operation. There have been at least 324 aftershocks in the county in eastern Taiwan that had the heaviest damage. And officials said aftershocks of magnitude 6.5 to 7.0 were possible in the coming days. Taiwan is used to earthquakes. It sits on what's known as the Ring of Fire. That's the world's most seismically active zone. But Taiwan hasn't experienced a quake this strong since 1999, when more than 2,400 people were killed. Number 3. A late-season snowstorm is hitting the Great Lakes and Northeast. A storm system has swept the country over the past week. It brought flooding to California before unleashing severe thunderstorms in central and eastern states. It's now hitting the Great Lakes and Northeast the hardest. Snowstorms have left tens of thousands of customers without power, mostly in Wisconsin. Today, the storm is expected to intensify in the Northeast, with significant amounts of snow set to fall in some areas. The storm should wind down tomorrow, but some snow showers could persist into the weekend. Number 4. The U.S. awarded $20 billion to finance the fight against climate change. This move was announced by the EPA this morning. The money will go to nonprofits that will act as green banks. They'll provide low-interest loans for clean energy projects, like installing solar panels and heat pumps. This is one of the Biden administration's biggest investments in fighting climate change, and it could help cut pollution in the areas that need it the most. The nonprofits pledge to ensure that at least 70% of the funds will benefit disadvantaged communities. Officials estimate that the finance projects will reduce up to 40 million metric tons of carbon dioxide a year. That's equivalent to the annual emissions of nearly 9 million gas-powered cars. Number 5. The FDA approved a new test to predict sepsis in hospitals. Sepsis is a complex condition in which a patient's immune system tries to fight an infection but ends up attacking the body's own organs. It contributes to at least 350,000 deaths a year in the U.S. This week, the FDA approved a new diagnostic tool to fight it. The test uses artificial intelligence to predict the risk of sepsis in patients. It works by analyzing 22 different elements of a patient's health, like temperature and heart rate. It's the first test of its kind to receive FDA approval. Number 6. George Carlin's estate settled a lawsuit over a comedy special made with AI. A fake comedy special featuring Carlin appeared on YouTube in January. It was called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. Its creators claimed to use AI to impersonate the beloved comedian who died in 2008. The video angered his fans, and many viewers were skeptical that it was entirely AI-generated. This week, Carlin's estate agreed to a settlement with the special's creators. It would forbid them from sharing the video and from using Carlin's voice and likeness again, unless they get permission. A lawyer for Carlin's estate said the settlement can act as a blueprint for resolving similar disputes involving AI in the future. NASA will decide what time it is on the moon. That's our seventh story. This week, the White House ordered the space agency to develop a standardized time for the moon. It'll be called Coordinated Lunar Time, or LTC. NASA has until December 2026 to figure it out. There's a strange but true reason they want to do this. Clocks actually run faster on the moon. This is because of the mysteries of fundamental physics. The moon has a weaker gravitational pull than the Earth. So time moves 58.7 microseconds faster per day than it does for us down here. Ask your local astrophysicist for a more detailed explanation. The U.S. is hoping to return humans to the moon in the coming years. There are even hopes of setting up a permanent base there. So if you want to hang out on the moon, conducting scientific experiments, landing spacecraft, and mining for minerals, it could be pretty useful to know what time it is. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go about the rest of your Earthling day, you should sign up for our newsletter. It's written by me and Jamie Ross, and sometimes also our editor, John Taylor. If it's a story about basketball or football, it was probably written by John. Find the link to sign up in our show notes and have the 7 morning briefing delivered to your inbox early every weekday morning. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.